Amazing. And so what were some of the companies you worked for in New Mexico?
I worked for Zomeworks, which was founded by a fellow named Steve Baer. And Steve had been featured in Life magazine in the 1960s with his very curious and interesting geodesic dome or modified dome houses that he was building in New Mexico. And Steve pioneered a passive solar heating system for homes. His house, which I stayed in when I lived in New Mexico, was heated 90 to 100% by solar energy through the winter and kept cool in very hot desert climate through the summer through natural or passive means. And so he was certainly my solar guru. I also worked at the Technology Application Center for NASA. And what I did there was parlayed my writing skills, and they hired me as an editor of a bibliography that they had about renewable energy. This would come out quarterly, and they would publish a brief abstract of everything that was coming out in the industries around renewable energy, wind, hydro, biofuels, solar. And my job was to read the abstract and find the keywords in the abstract, and then pass it on to someone who would index those keywords and type up the abstract. I read over 12,000 abstracts in a year and a half about what was going on in renewable energy. And possibly more than anything, this gave me an incredible foundation of knowledge and information and resources that served me, you know, for many years as a renewable energy activist.
And so what did you do with that next? That sounds like the position with NASA and that year and a half. Did that help you, I'd like to say, lift off, so to speak, somewhere to your next position?
Well, I felt I'd already reached kind of the pinnacle of my solar work by working for this very well-known solar person, Steve Baer. But I also had gone back to school to get my teaching credentials. Uh-huh. So I graduated from University of New Mexico in 1980-81 with teaching credentials for high school science and social studies. So I continued to hold on to my physics and my sociology interests. And it was also kind of the fastest way through out of school at that point, taking all the credits I had. I wanted to teach. I loved teaching. I loved all the solar education I had done. But I also realized immediately I didn't like working with high school kids. You know, I didn't like being in the classroom that way. I really liked teaching adults. And so I kind of shifted my career in the direction at that point to do more work in teaching adults than work directly with kids. And as you may find out or hear, I did work a lot more with kids over the years, but not where I was in the classroom every day right. after day.
Sure. Yeah, that's the harder area, I think, when you're able to get out there as Solar Mike and you have these hot dog solar energy cooking demos. That sounds like that'll really get the kids a lot more riled up.
Yeah, that's true.